Julian Lines as a regular visitor of Oroville and somebody work abroad for Oroville too. What is your impression now of Oroville during this month of February 2008?
Well, it's always interesting to come back and see as though in speeded up, you know, you get glimpses over time, and it's as though people who are living here don't see the growth day by day. But for those of us coming in from outside, we can see the dynamic shift. Right now, what is so pressing is the dynamism of India itself, because there are more airplanes, there are more cars and trucks and buses, the commerce, the rupee going up, the dollar going down. You see a shift in the whole world.
Going back to Oroville.
Yeah. Well, Oroville is a microcosm for the planet. So these power struggles, the inability to come to consensus, to have a sense of the collective, this is very much what Oroville is struggling with right now. And we look forward to, I think, an increasingly responsible and empowered decision-making process. I see the signs of that. There seems to be a broad-based consulting. You know, each part of the community is included now in making decisions, and that's the way things have to go ahead. You see that in the environmental movement. All around the world, you have to have shared decision-making, and each person representing each side has to be considered a kind of partner and have an important contribution to make. So I think this is very, very positive. And the experience of Mathura Mandir as a radiating vibration at the center of the city is powerful. And I think it's having its good effect. And I'm glad Town Hall, where so many meetings go on, is so close. So maybe it will benefit from the soul wind that comes out of Mathura Mandir.
You last Sunday you had the meeting with the AVI International. So what was discussed? And
well, we had our own internal meeting on Saturday where we talked over the issues that we felt were important both for AVI and for our relationship with Oroville and the upcoming meetings. And it was very productive. There was a good exchange, and I think everyone feels connected in a good way. We have a wonderful board right now, and we are focused on this soil ceremony, which I think is something that's really beautiful, to have soil not only from nations but from nature. And people have gathered from the seashore, from mountains, from places that they feel are sacred on the planet. And that it's a kind of echo from the original soil ceremony in 1968 for us to mix the soil of the whole world in 2008 and give it back as a gift of Oroville's vision of human unity. I think it's very important that Oroville gives something concrete back to the world as a vision, because people are lost, truly. People are nihilistic. They don't have a sense of purpose. They don't see the purpose of human evolution and of our place on the planet. There's so much bad news about global warming. You know, there's a sense of these are impossible problems. And unless you have a kind of soul grounding from which to address these problems, I think it becomes overwhelming for the mental man. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity to take the vision of Sri Aurobindo and Mother and of Oroville in human unity and make that available to other people around the planet.
So going back to something I was mentioning last year in Formia, the AVI International meets once or twice a year. Now with the technique of today, they can meet even once a month through Oroville Radio. And we just need only a better connection of the internet, but it's only $100 per month. And with this, we'll be able to have even video conferences.
Yeah. Well, this has been very frustrating for us. I've tried to have a number of teleconferences using Skype and using other international-based calling services. And each time there's been a very difficult technical problem. So it would save a lot of time and jet fuel. And I think it would benefit everyone to have input from our home places. And it's true, in my little mountain home in upstate New York, we don't have cell service because we're in the mountains, but we do have a high-speed internet connection. And I think it would be wonderful.
We are in front of, actually on the side of the town hall, and the high-speed and 2GB, I think, I don't know, because I'm not a technical person, but the very high standard speed of internet is just on the first floor, but it's on trial. So it really needs only a little money to put it even down.
Yeah.
So this is a proposal because we want to, even for streaming TV out of Auroville Radio, we need this kind of connection. So if it's useful, you think it's useful, and I think it's useful to that these people, they meet all around the world. They meet even, you know, in a virtual way, but it's a concrete way today. And they cannot touch each other, but you don't touch each other anyway in the meetings here.
Well, we give some hugs, which are very important. And I think actually it's a very key thing, especially on this 40th birthday year, to have a little more heart connection. And I think we see in Auroville they're doing this nonviolent or compassionate communication training from Marshall Rosenberg. At least something good has come out of the U.S. about communication and problem solving and doing this kind of very important mediation.
It's coming from Hawaii.
Yeah. Still part of the U.S. But it's good to have something balancing our karma. And yes, I would love to see bandwidth opened up in Auroville and allow us to have international meetings by the internet and to have Auroville's outreach happen by radio, television, and of course Auroville Today, which is still a wonderful journal.